Help! My name is Werner Puchert, and this is Finding Frequency. Why help? Who needs help? My father-in-law. So if you're anywhere close to my father-in-law's house, can you please rush over? He is close to hypothermic outside his house. Jokes aside, Marta just dashed out the door in a blur, rushing off. At least we're only a couple of blocks away from the in-laws. That's a good thing when it's winter time. But less of a good thing when it's family time. You know what I'm saying? Wink, wink. So he locked himself out of his own home. And Marta had to dash over with the spare keys to let him back in. And apparently he's not really dressed for Polish winter time. I must say today, for a quick Warsaw weather update, it's been really sunny and kind of crisp and fresh. Marta joked earlier this week that spring is going to come back. Well, it did. And I think it's departing very soon as well. And that being said, I think I mentioned in our previous little adventure that we got stuck in a snow flurry. And we had snow yesterday as well, like coming down, but it like dissipates quite fast. And then you have a day like today where the sun's out and it's awesome. In fact, I spent most of my day today kind of taking care of all my little woolen garments. I tell you, woolen garments. Sometimes go on a little bit of a mission. I look through my closet, see what I have, what I've been taking care of and whatnot. And I realized that I really love my little jerseys. I even have a little cardigan. Now, when I pop on my little new reading glasses, slip into that cardigan, man, I'm going to look like a badass old toppy, I tell you. Old guy. It's what I am. So I've been doing a little bit of homework today while my wife is easing herself into her new gig. And I get to listen in or kind of eavesdrop in some of the conversations. Super proud. She's doing well. Confidence is all abound. And of course, there's also uncertainty because it's a nerve-wracking thing to start a new job. Nerve-wracking. What am I doing? So I'm still retaining and working with my American client. That's why my time zones are a bit strange. I'm rearing up to set up a few meetings in a couple of hours and then hopefully not get to bed too late. Interesting working with these strange time zones. Also, I'm currently negotiating what's hopefully going to be an interesting opportunity for next year. And everything went well. And now you're negotiating. And I'm terrible at it. But the thing is, you have to kind of focus on your value. Like, what is the value you're trying to bring? And when you work with bigger clients, they also try and assess the value through different kinds of lenses. And then things start to become complex and you have to kind of be bold and say, listen, this is what I think I'm worth. And I guess that the best negotiation is when both parties walk away kind of not feeling that they've got everything they wanted. So let's see where this goes. It's always interesting for me and nerve-wracking. And in this instance, I've been very transparent. So I'm hoping that I'll get the nod because that'll keep me busy as I go into 2022 for sure, for sure. And I'm kind of excited about it, but more about that if and when it happens. And if it doesn't happen, I'll also tell you more about it too, because now it's kind of like there's a little bit of a sensitive vibe. Let's not approach or jinx the whole situation. Visualize positivity. But yeah, I'm feeling positive and excited about some interesting things hopefully coming my way this next couple of weeks. We're also looking forward to getting out into the city over the weekend and doing some stuff. We're not going to go over to the or across to the palace, the Pink Palace this weekend, which actually between you and me, I would have loved to do. But it's kind of always like a bit of a 2.5 hour drive. And I think with Marta easing into this new gig, I don't want to put her through that. And even worse, more DIY. To be honest, I've been working. I did a lot of work around the spot, Pink Palace, this weekend. And man, my face is completely dried out. It's like, it's actually hurting me a little bit from the cold. And I think it's interesting how you don't realize how cold things can get and how exposed this little African skin can get to the elements. And it's not even that cold. Polish people like look with me like with one eyebrow raised when I say it's cold. It's not really that cold, I guess, but still. Hey, it's all about context, right? So not too much to share. We are doing our thing here in Warsaw, keeping safe, keeping warm, thinking about the complexity of all the situations, including the border. It's still a topic. It's an ongoing topic in our home. I'm not just bringing it up here in the podcast. We talk about this at least 2 or 3 times a day, especially with Marta, like trying to follow up and reaching out to friends to find out, you know, what is the best course of action, and also trying to keep ourselves informed. And I think that is the best thing you can do in this situation. Also starting to think about what I want to do for the new year. Now, I'm not a big resolutions guy, but my friend Terry has kind of inspired me to think a little bit about objectives and, you know, things that I need to focus on for the new year. And then one thing I would love to do, and I kind of invested a little bit into this. I didn't spend a lot of money over Black Friday, Black Weekend, Cyber Weekend, Mama's Day. I don't know what the hell you want to call it. I didn't spend money, but I did a bit of investment in some of my audio software, and with the promise that I'm going to do a little bit more of the normal production work, because let's be honest, sitting in my office talking to you about everything I've done during the day is not that exciting for a podcast. I need to take you into the Polish countryside, take you into more exciting things, exciting as things can get for a middle-class dude living in Warsaw, Poland. So that's kind of the intention. I've expressed it. And you can hold me to account if I don't live up to that. But that's only for next year. Next year. Let's just think about resolutions here. Let's just slow down. Slow down. Hopefully things are slowing down a little bit on your side. And you are hearing, I saw a joke earlier today on LinkedIn. I think people are starting to use the phrase, let's circle back to this in the coming weeks. That usually means let's do nothing about this until the new year. Hopefully you are hearing a lot of this. If it's good, if it's about paying invoices, securing new opportunities and getting the magic done, hopefully that's not what you're hearing. But at the moment, I'm kind of really settling in with the fact that I want to take it a little bit easier with my family as we head into the end of the year. Not feeling quite Christmassy yet, to be honest. Not quite Christmassy yet. Wish I could have enjoyed a African Christmas, but that is going to happen. It's going to happen. So, let me stop here and give you some of your time back because you're busy. Listen to me waffling on here. Thanks for listening.